This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It may sound like a spoof, but Naked and Afraid is a big hit for the Discovery Channel. We'll let them explain the premise.
Two strangers.
There's my partner.
One man and one woman, both experienced survivalists, have chosen to put their skills to the ultimate test. They have no water, no food, and no clothes. Their challenge is to survive for 21 days.
God, we're so screwed.
Can a man and woman survive alone in the wilderness, naked and afraid?
Yep, kind of like Survivor, but buck naked, which is tricky on network TV. John Coughlin covers TV for the New York Times, and he wrote about the team that it takes to sufficiently blur out the naughty bits for Naked and Afraid. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
So blurring, that's the visual effect of erasing, in this case, anything that could identify sexuality. How much work goes into blurring just one episode of Naked and Afraid?
A lot. Actually, it takes a team, a full-time team of five people, and as much as 50 hours a week in order to do all the blurring. They have to sit there in the Sherman Oaks office, a sort of dark office, and go frame by frame to make sure they catch every single bit of nudity that could slip through the cracks, so to speak.
You call them the Blur Man Group. Who are they? What do they do?
They actually call themselves the Blur Man Group, so I'll give them credit for that. They're visual effects artists. They're people who live in Los Angeles, who've been bouncing around jobs in television or movies for the last 15 or 20 years. Most of them are in their 40s or 50s. And, you know, if they wouldn't be working there, they could be conceivably working at Pixar or something like that. They actually, you know, at first I wanted to call them editors when it came to writing the piece, and they told me, we're not editors, we're artists, we're designers. Hmm. So it's actually pretty interesting because when you think of a blur, you think of something like Cops, or you think of editing out a company's logo on a T-shirt or something like that. But here, you know, it's a lot more sophisticated. They do regard it as an art.
Well, they are spending all their time looking at and erasing breasts and genitalia and bottoms. I mean, I'm trying to imagine what kind of conversations they have in a workday. You visited the office. What did you observe?
It's really strange. So when I walked into the office, and they share an office building with Steve Carell's production company, which is right upstairs, you walk in and suddenly you see a giant laptop and you see breasts, or you will see a penis, and it's blown up because they have to sit there and edit it out. Then you'll go to one of their colleagues' workstations and you'll see a spreadsheet, which will say, you know, more opaque crotch blur for him, or boob blurs insufficient. And there are literally dozens of these directives. It's very, very, very weird, to say the least. And they acknowledge it. You know, one of the people I talked to, he said, you know, what work environment can you say, oh, my God, look at that penis, and it's totally cool, and nobody has to call up HR. You know, it's funny because they also talk about how there's a numbness to seeing either breasts or a penis all day long, and they don't even notice it anymore. I'm not sure if I 100% believe them. But, you know, they tried to sell me on that case.
Well, the job does require a lot of responsibilities. I mean, networks could get in big trouble with the FCC for insufficient blurring. Has anything like that happened yet?
They claim not. But after Naked and Afraid debuted, which was in 2013, and it was a rating success, other naked reality TV shows came to be. VH1 had one called Dating Naked. And a woman on the show actually sued VH1 and Viacom and the production company behind Dating Naked, claiming that her crotch had been insufficiently blurred. That case was eventually thrown out. But, you know, Discovery is not Showtime after midnight. This is a family network. They can't let this stuff get on the air. So that's why they have to be so aggressive and so careful about editing each frame, and it takes a lot of time. And one of the producers on the show told me that, you know, if it were a few years ago, if this were 10 or 15 years ago, we'd be fine. But the fact that we live in the age of the DVR and the TiVo, if you suddenly press pause at the wrong frame and see a nipple or see a penis, they'll be in very big trouble.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the success of Naked and Afraid has inspired other naked shows. There's Dating Naked, there's Naked Vegas, there's Naked Office. Well, you know, so blurring could become a really specialized field, couldn't it?
It very well could be. At the very least, it is right now. And, you know, a lot of that speaks to television in general. There's never been more scripted and unscripted television ever. I mean, last year, for instance, in the scripted universe, there were 412 shows, reality shows. There are a lot of them as well. And it's created, you know, sort of this economy for people who otherwise would be bouncing around jobs. You know, these five full-time blurs, I believe three of them have been there, have been with the show for close to 3 years. And one of the people who is part of the Blur Man group kept on saying to me over and over again, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for this job.
Mm. Well, that is the upside. But I'm trying to imagine, you know, meeting someone and saying, so what do you do? I mean, did they admit it or does that sound just a little pervy?
They did admit it. And I asked them this several different ways and times. What happens, you know, when you're at a barbecue, it's the 4th of July, and somebody asks what you do, and they said that it always dominates every single conversation. One of the people I spoke to, part of the Blur Man group, said that he went on a cruise recently, and he and his girlfriend spent the better portion of a week speaking exclusively about Naked and Afraid and the craziest things he ever saw.
Well, John Coblin reports on television for The New York Times. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.
You'll find a link to read his article for staff on Naked and Afraid, Work is Just a Blur, at wordofmouthradio.org.